The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody, Radio Boomer, Livers, people out there. And here we are in the holiday season. It's coming up fast, guys. Radio Boomer's live. And we are the people that they say it takes them two tries to get up off the couch. That's when you know you're a baby boomer, but that doesn't have to be true. We are getting in better shape than ever. And we have Retha's off today. Good luck, Retha. She's so busy all the time with her auditions and everything. We got Frank Hillering on with us, our Easy Way member. Frank, you on with us?
Hey, good morning, Jim. How are
there
you?
He is. The traveling man. I'm going to call you Ricky Nelson, the traveling man. Frank's always heading somewhere. Frank, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Philippines. Oh, I'm going. He's the traveling man. He's the business guru and Easy Way Business. And this is the guy that knows what's going on. And I will, I'll tell you, Frank, I don't know about you, but these holidays seem to be coming up pretty quick. It's like, are we really heading into 2018? Wow.
Yeah, we are, Jim. You know, and what's amazing is, you know, the world's just changing at a rate that's just phenomenal, my friend. I mean, you and I are both boomers. I mean, we came up in a what we thought was a transitional generation, right? Nothing in comparison to what's going on right now, Jim.
Nothing. This is, Frank, I'm telling you, I'm watching news that I don't remember news like this. Such drama all the time. And we got a couple birthdays. I mean, there's thousands of birthdays, millions probably, but we got Tyra Banks, Jeff Bridges, and Jay-Z. That's just to name a few. We don't have much time because we got to move into our Retha time. And let's switch over to tech time.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
And Frank, we're going to fill in for Retha. And I'll tell you, this, you just mentioned, you know, how things are changing and everything. And this is one of the tips of the iceberg here, this technical issues with the phones and what's going on. And nowadays, when you look down and you see the people walking down the street, you can't see their face because everybody's head is tilted forward, you know. And
that's
you're
right.
Into some of this. You're into this more than I am. This tech stuff with the phone and everything, it's really changing the way business is working out today, isn't it?
Well, you know, everything, you know, in business today, Jim, quite frankly, is driving traffic, okay? It's almost in a sense like, you know, with the internet, the things, the Wi-Fi, the phones, you know. It's all like herd mentality, right? They're driving cattle. But for businesses out there to be able to really snag potential customers, they're going to have to get involved in what's called digital proximity marketing. And these devices, which, you know, Eric, your very gifted son and I just basically cut a deal yesterday, these devices are called Go. And these devices will stream a message within 100 yards, 360 circumference around wherever that device is placed, a notification
wow.
message attached to a landing page, which could be the website, could be the Facebook page, it doesn't really matter. But that notification shows up on an Android phone within 100 yards. It could be a business location, or the guy could hand it to his wife walking around the mall, right? And he's
That's
streaming
amazing.
That notification message and that landing page of his business to every Android phone that has their Bluetooth and proximity location technology on, which 70% of the phones out there do. Now, that is absolutely incredible, Jim, to be able to get your message
That's
out
amazing.
These days.
So you're out. Say you're walking downtown around San Diego or whatever. All right, you got Bob over there. He's walking around just doing some shopping. And you got Frank walking around, and he's pushing a little beeper. And everybody in that area knows that Frank has a car lot or Frank has a plumbing company or whatever it is, you know, whatever analogy. And it's you really, if you don't resource it, you're not reaching out. That's just
Absolutely.
Cutting edge. You got to keep up.
Yeah, and you in
up.
The past have talked about, remember when we used to pass out the flyers, right? Let's date
yeah.
ourselves here, okay? Hang them on windshield wipers or whatever the case
it.
May be. That day is gone, Jim.
It's gone. I'm on the shelf, Frank. I've got dust collecting in my head. So anyway, moving along here, it's time for a little hot topic time and news updates from Jim. Where's Jim at? And that's drum roll for me. And there he goes. I love that.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Today's hot topic.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim. From Jim.
I feel important. Anyway, former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, we've been hearing about that, and he pleads guilty to lying to the FBI. Matt Lauer apologizes for sexual misconduct. A lot of this stuff seems to be going on. Wow. The sexual harassment, this is affecting notable individuals in all fields, guys. That's what I'm talking about. It's like there's a lot of nervous people out there thinking like, we're talking about various businesses in entertainment, in sports, whatever. So that's kind of stuff that's going on. And what was it? The situation with New Yorker's Metropolitan Opera suspends conductor James Levine after sexual. I mean, that's even getting into the music. What is it set up to be? Well, there's some situations going on with the tax. You know, this is going to affect all of us, guys. The tax situation. It makes a difference. They're talking about people who make under $12,000 won't pay any taxes. A married couple making under $25,000 won't pay any taxes. This stuff has been trying to be, you know, make it beneficial so we're not losing all our paychecks. Well, they finally come to a situation where both parties are planning on getting together on this and hammering something out. President Trump claims double standard, says FBI destroyed Flynn while Hillary lied so many times to the FBI, nothing happened. But what it is, Senate and the House aim to iron out, can you believe it, their differences in tax reform. This bill is getting closer. Can you believe it? It's going to be passing soon, hopefully. And this is going to be exciting for everybody and business. So that's what I got in now. We got to move along. There's so much news, but we have Democrat, this just came in, former Florida Democrat Congresswoman Corrine Brown sentenced to 5 years in prison for fraud. Well, you know, a lot of people have so much going on, a big general, a big CEO of a company, and they do some silly thing later in life that messes up everything. Well, I'd do that. Just shoot on the straight and narrow. So that'll wrap that up. And moving
looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Okay, guys. Well, Frank, like I said, so many interesting things, so much news going on. It's hard to squeeze it all in. I had so much to say, but we'll get it. So anyway, we have a special caller coming in, longtime Easy Way member, team member, and SJ has been with us for a long time, and I hung out with her at a very interesting event over the Unity in the Community Saturday, and her name is Cheryl Jones, and she works with the Inner City Child Development and Youth Foundation, and she's always helping. If it's not here, it's there, and we had a great, great time Saturday. SJ, on with us?
Jim, how do I get on?
There she is. Hey, SJ.
Hi, SJ, Jim. Good morning.
That's me, and Frank Hillering's on with us. Frank, this is Cheryl Jones. We call her.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, I think you guys knocked it out of the park on Saturday. That was such a great event down there in Compton, Unity in the Community. I had a good time.
I believe we have Jackie Venters, the founder of the foundation. Jackie, are you there?
Jackie? Okay. We'll wait. Let's see if we can get Jackie in.
Okay, we'll wait for her. But if she's not in, she's had this foundation for over 15 years. This was the fifth annual foundation, and Easy Way Cares came out, showed out, brought smiles and popcorn and a media wall. We had a classic car show. I mean, it was just such an incredible showing of love and giving back to the community by Easy Way Cares. So, Jim, on the behalf of our foundation, I would like to thank you. We service the community of Compton, California. We provide resources and services. It's just so many things. And believe it or not, this woman has done all of this stuff for over 15 years with absolutely no funding. We have been able to do this with good people like yourself.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
What are the last four digits of Jackie's number? Because we have so many callers. We want to get her on. Give me just the last
one. Let me get that information right now. Hi. I know she's trying to get on.
You saw
there's
her
a lot of callers.
So he was really sorry.
But, Frank, this, I'll tell you, I wish you could have made it down there. I don't know exactly when you got back, but, I had a good time. And there was performers. I mean, the dance routine. In fact, when the event was done, the guy had some kids out there, and these kids were maybe, I don't know, 6, 7 years old, and they were doing dance routines. This is practice. There's like 15 of them moving all in unison. In the same. It would take me a year to figure that out.
I'll tell you, Jim. You know, this is plucking some heartstrings with me, Cheryl. Quite frankly, I commend you for your work. And, of course, Jackie, when we get her on, would love to talk to her. With all the different things I've done in the business arena, I did have a tenure with World Vision, who I'm sure you're familiar with.
With now.
I was an executive director with them in Orange County during the Clinton administration, Tanra, Tefra, you know, trying to reignite the churches into the safety net. I'm well familiar with what you're dealing with on the streets. And I guess not much has changed, has it? I mean, we used to have a tagline in that arena called putting neighbors back in front of the word hood.
Frank, hold on a second. Did you get the last four? Yeah.
Jackie's on the line.
Oh, great. Okay. Is she on with us now? Jackie? To bring her in, we need to get the engineer to know the last four digits of her number so he can bring those digits online and with us here. That's what we need. But see if you can give me those last four numbers, and our engineer will hear it and bring them on because we have just too many callers. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello?
Is that Jackie?
Can you hear me? Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jackie.
There we go.
We're this is Frank Hillering, and you got SJ and myself. And welcome to the show, Jackie.
But thank you for inviting me. I want
to
thank you today's production for coming out. It was really nice of you to come.
I was happy to be there, and we had such a great time. I think it was such a great event. You had, you know, entertainers, singers. I met the gentleman who's running for the sheriff, and you had the karate demonstration. He had so many businesses and everything. You put that together. You and SJ did a great job. I mean, and even when the event was over, they were still practicing the choreography of the dancers for the kids. That was pretty interesting.
My goodness.
But, Frank, there was a little disappointment there, just a little bit on my side. I should have grabbed a bag of popcorn when I first got there, because when I got done, I turned around and the popcorn machine was empty.
Well,
we promise you next event that you, I will personally make sure you get popcorn. But I just want to mention one thing we forgot. We serviced over 300 to 500 people with free food. We did not charge. We fed them tacos. We gave gifts, and it was free, totally free.
Free food.
So, God bless you.
That's what I mean. People came from all over. You had free food and toys. You had toys for the kids. And it was just you know what? You can tell an event, Frank, when it's successful, when people just have a good time. And Jackie put on a great event. And SJ, well, it's hard to see SJ because she's shooting around like a rocket, you know, always so busy with something. But, you know.
Yeah, Jackie, as I said to your colleague, Cheryl, I used to be, you know, with World Vision. Back in the late 90s. So I know what you go through on the ground. And, Mike, you know, I just commend you for your efforts. I mean, 15 years laboring with absolutely no funding source, that's a miracle from above.
Actually, 17 years.
17, wow.
Yeah, 17.
And this was the
nonprofit in the city of town.
And, Jackie, this was the fifth, right? The fifth unity in the community.
This is our
fifth.
Well, that was an annual event, but we do events throughout the year. And, you know, God just has been blessing us all those years. We don't have a building.
And you know what?
We don't have funding, but he makes a way for us to serve our community.
And and I'm not trying to step on anybody, but I want to get this out. We are a legitimate 501c established nonprofit.
Well, congratulations. That's not an easy thing to do today, Cheryl.
There's one more thing that Jackie and SJ put together. They had a car club there. A lot of the gentlemen were our age, but the cars were unbelievable. These like 52s and 55s. Oh, man, they were just flawless. It looked like one of those, that Barrett auction thing with the real hot cars, you know. It was so. I'm going to go to
and
another
actually,
one of those.
Actually, we have a female car club. We're called the Baby.
That's right. I interviewed.
There you go.
Yeah, you're in there, and that's.
Hey, Jackie, I'm kind of curious. You know, Eric Zuli, who is Jim's incredible gifted son. I work with him almost on a daily basis now. He has a great saying. He says, "Don't hate, collaborate." And you know the power of collaboration in anything that you do. Particularly in the nonprofit realm and trying to get something done on the ground in the community. Let me ask you a question. Where have you been with that? Where are you at with that? Is there any way Easy Way Cares can help you in that arena?
Well, yes. You know, actually, this event every year is getting larger. And his collaboration was shown on Saturday by him just coming out and providing that awesome service for us. But we were invited. I got a phone call, and they want us to host this event quarterly. But I know that, you know, we're operating on no funding. So I would really, really love to do this quarterly because our community needs it. You know, we're struggling with some things here in our city, with our city at least.
And you had some really interesting vendors there and sponsors, real estate people, all kinds of businesses. I mean, it was interesting.
Yeah. Now, Jim, that's something we may be able. That may be something we may be able to help them with.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna.
You
be
know,
talking.
Well, I know we. Excuse me. I know we will because Easy Way Cares is my end of the table. This is my passion. And when I began or we began to wonder and pray, I remembered Easy Way. Why do it the hard way? Let's do it the easy way. So I reached out. And I reached out to Jim and Eric, and they came through for us. We are so grateful.
We're
looking forward. We're looking for the 6th annual, you know, to be a part of us, to be a collaborator. So thank you for offering that to us.
Well, SJ and Jackie, thank you guys, because you really did a lot, and we had kids coming up asking questions about the camera and the, you know, the business people were talking. There's just so much, the cars and the gifts and the food. It just, you know, like I said, you could tell a successful event just by the good time everyone's having and the networking. It went great. But we want to thank you guys for coming on the show. Time-wise, we've got to move along, but we'll be talking. And Jackie, it was nice meeting you, and Esther, we'll be touching base. And till next time, guys, thanks for popping in, because I know you're both busy.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim.
We need the information to how we would see the interview. Michelle, you think you can get that to me, please? I've got to go back in.
Yes, I can. Jim, can you give out the call sign?
Love you.
Bye-bye. It's easy to broadcast.
Go ahead, leave your information for Unity in the Community. It's 5th Annual Unity in the Community. And we'll get that out. And then Easy Way Broadcasting. And, guys, we'll have you back on, and we'll let everybody know what's coming up next. But it's time to move along to our next report. Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you.
Sure, guys. Thanks,
thank
Jackie.
You. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So Frank, I tell you, it was a great event, and you know, I wanted you to come down there, but I know you were busy. And we move along here now. I think it's time for Gems from Jim. Gems from Jim.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Jim.
So I'm just going to touch on this real quick, and then I'm going to bring Frank in. We want to talk about some more tech stuff. But, you know, the Christmas holidays are upon us, and I know everybody's out there that has their – everybody out there has their packages wrapped, and they're ready to go, trees up. And but I just wanted to throw this out there because some people were asking, where are the best Christmas vacations? And so I looked up travel.usa.com. And they listed some of these for those of you who want to travel. And we always let you know, before you travel, check the weather, check what's going on. You know, there's so many situations, like the one I talked about last week or the week before. the volcano situation. They had to close the airport down around Bali, if you're going down that area, because of all the volcanic activity. So you never know. So I'm just going to give you a list of the top 10 travel, they say, best Christmas destinations for vacation. Number one is Prague. Number two is Vienna. And number three is New Mexico, Taos, New Mexico. And then we got London. London's in there a lot. And number five, guess what number five is? Which city? Is it New York, Chicago, or L.A. for number five? Which do you pick? Yep, it's New York. Number six is Zurich. And then Munich. It seems like Germany's in there too. And then we got Canada, Quebec. Now, mind you, these are listed by Travel USA News. This is destinations people chose if they're going to be going out of town. So Quebec and then Edinburgh and then Amsterdam. Those are the top 10. But a lot of us are not traveling overseas. We're just traveling in, you know, local. And if you look online, there's places you can go that have not that far that have amazing Christmas demonstrations, and they make Christmas cities and things like that. There's a in North Carolina in Mandeville or MacAnderville, there's a big demonstration there. Kansas Christmas Village in Pennsylvania, Ogden's Christmas Village in Utah, Nevada City has a big one. The Ozark Mountains in Branson, Missouri has a big one. And Georgetown. So just research that. I'm just giving you a quick list real quick. But there's places out where you live that have these demonstrations that a lot of people don't know about. And they line up. They have, like, streets and cars and boats. And anyway, worthwhile places to go other than a barbecue at home with the lights around on your patio. That works, too. What do you think, Frank? Are you all wrapped up and ready to go here?
I would absolutely say that, Jim. I mean, you know, I mean, it's upon us. I mean, what are we going to do, you know?
Yeah, You know, it just comes up so fast. I've got boxes in the backyard that I've had Christmas stuff in, and I'm transporting them, finally getting them out of the cardboard box into the fancy Home Depot plastic or whatever you want to call it, you know, container. And I'm still
Absolutely.
Doing that. And now there's no sense in doing it because I got to take them out Christmas time. So with that, guys, it's Carmelita's Corner, and Carmelita has such interesting stuff. We're going to move on to Carmelita's Corner. And until the drum roll goes on, Frank, I'll tell you, it has been one interesting ride. So you know what we should do? We should head down to the Newport situation with the boats. We should get some of the easy ways or go watch the light parade. You ever been there?
Either that, Jim, or we head up to that pool hall up in Garden Grove, buddy.
Oh, Garden Grove?
Oh, yeah. You and I still have not met across the green belt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Frank, did you notice this stuff is getting bigger? Now they have blocks that are kind of almost, it's kind of a competition type thing where they started out decorating a home and then they just, I mean, take it a step farther and really go out into building these Santa houses out in front. And then they have the computer tied into the lights, the way they move and everything. You know, the computer formulates the door opening on the Santa's house, Santa coming out. And then the next guy goes a step further. And if I'll tell you, you go online and look up some of this home decorating competition for Christmas or whatever you want to type it in.
Yeah.
It's
Jim, you got two devices. I go over to my son's house, you know, for my granddaughter's birthday over the weekend, right? And there's two laser projectors out in my son's front yard. Totally lit up the entire house, if not the neighbors next door. And just this kaleidoscope of lights everywhere. I mean, it's phenomenal what's available today.
Well, all right. Let's see if we can we got to get out and hit some of these places, get a group together. Anyway, it's time for Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And it is a lovely morning, isn't it? I'm especially buzzed because I've got a very special guest on, and I'm about to bring on Lord Randall Malone. Good morning, Randall.
Hello. Good morning, Carmelita. How are you?
I'm doing well. We've got so much.
It's such an honor to be here at this, you know, this time of this very festive time of year to be on your show.
Yes, absolutely.
I love the show. And it's also my favorite time of year, the busiest time of year, but my favorite time. And I'm so honored to be your guest today.
Well, we're honored to have you.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And you know, some people have asked me about your title. I had dressed you as Lord Randall Malone because, for number one, you certainly are that, and I love saying it. But I know you as Randall, my personal friend. But can you please explain to the people how your title came about?
Well, certainly. And by the way, yes, you are my very dear and personal friend of many years. And you can always just call me Randy. You don't have to deal with titles. You don't even have to deal with Randall. You call me Randy like my very, very close friends do.
I'll keep that in mind.
All righty. How the title came about? Well, my grandfather was the last high count. Don't ask me what high meant. I hope it didn't mean. Yeah, but the last high count to the last king of Ireland. You know, we're going back many, many years, and so I had that title. Well. And a very dear friend of mine, a very old friend of my family's, Prince Mario Maximilian Schomburg-Lippe, knew of this, and he had told me he had seen my my ancestral home there in Ireland. He had visited many times, and you know, he's such a traveler. But he said, I want to give you a title other than what you have. And I said, oh, you know, that's so kind of you and such a tremendous honor. So he bestowed upon me the title of Lord Randall Malone. And I said, oh, my gosh, what an honor. And I said, can you, you know, that's nice. And he wanted to do it ceremoniously. And I said, can I choose where we'll have the ceremony? And he said, you want to select where we'll have? I said, yes, I want to have it at the Southern California Motion Picture Council. Can you give it to me there? Because I'm their president. They're a very old and prestigious film group. And I would love to have it bestowed upon me there in front of all my friends and the supporters of the council. And I think that would be appropriate. Well, he and the Royal Council of Europe agreed to it. So they gave me the title of Lord on the stage one evening at the Southern California Motion Picture Council. It was their Christmas banquet 2 years ago. And I was so honored. So, yes. I am Lord Randall Malone. Not that makes any difference. But
yeah, well, you know, I've been calling you both Lord and Baron because the title, as I heard it, I thought I heard him say Baron. And
well,
I was there.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you heard absolutely correctly. When you're given titles of royalty, sometimes they include sir, like... and Lord, like Lord Laurence Olivier. And there are many, you know, many, but there are several others within our business and show business. And he bestowed it upon me there. And he mentioned, by the way, you are also Baron and Sir. And I said, you're making my head swim. How many titles in one, you know, evening, but it was a wonderful, that's, you know, something that I'll always treasure.
And
I
Margaret
know it's very
was,
rare and
Margaret
precious.
O'Brien was also honored that evening.
Yes, she was given the title of Lady, I believe. Lady O'Brien.
I remember her being referred to as Baroness as well. Mm-hmm. So I think you both mm-hmm. have a double title. You must.
Yeah. How many titles?
Yeah.
But you still call me just Randy.
I'll remember that.
I'm very honored and you know, and very grateful to the royal family of Europe and especially to Prince Mario Maximilian Schomburg-Lippe. But
mm-hmm.
You still just call me Randy. And by the way, I call the Prince Max.
Yes.
Because,
well,
he
really told quite me a to. Quite a personality. I had the honor of being interviewed on his television show, and he translated it. It was aired in Germany, and he said it had a great response, and that was good to hear. You know.
Yeah. Yes.
He's quite a dashing a young man, and he's also been a guest with his parents, a princess, and. Her wonderful husband. They were on the show hosted by one of our favorite friends, Senior Senator Pasquale Bettio.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure he's probably
yes.
listening in now because I told him that he is going to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award.
He is. He is indeed. And that is going to be on, again, at the Southern California Motion Picture Council. That's going to be December 11th,
right.
Monday, December 11th at 7 p.m. He will be among the honorees. We've got quite an amazing list of
mm-hmm.
wonderful honorees. I'm thrilled that they're going to honor Marsha Hunt, who
mm-hmm.
is a great actress, you know, from MGM,
yes.
and who starred in so many beautiful movies. In fact, you mentioned Margaret O'Brien. She appeared in two Margaret O'Brien pictures.
Oh,
Music for Millions,
mm-hmm.
yes, Music for Millions with Margaret O'Brien and Jimmy Durante and June Allison. That's one of my favorites. And and Marsha Hunt was in that, and Lost Angel. Mm-hmm. I love Lost Angel. It was such a wonderful film, very, very touching and poignant, and Marsha Hunt was in that too. So mm-hmm. we're honoring her because not only is she a great actress of many film achievements, but she's also has just turned 100 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
She has. And she's not one of the, you know, sometimes actresses. I've worked with so many, and I never mention age. Never. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was raised that way. You never mention a lady's age. But Marsha was very, very proud to be turning 100.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, it was just, for me, that was, just, I guess, after you get that age, it doesn't matter. And in the world we live in today, everybody knows everybody's age because of the Internet.
Unless they alter it. We have a friend, she's a well-known actress, and it's so funny because I don't know how she changed her date, but if that's the case, that would make her younger than we all of us. And she would have been a child. It just was really
the
kind
first
of
amusing to
see that.
Film. Yes. And when you are the first embryo to ever appear in film, just think how difficult that was for her mother. Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very thrilled about the upcoming event, and you know this because you are actually the one who engineered. We were thinking about, you know, this is their 81st, the Southern California's Motion Picture Council's 81st Christmas Ball. And there's always a theme, as you know. And I was thinking, what do we say? You know, I've got to talk to the committee. I've got to talk to the board. What do we call it? And you were talking about the song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And that song, of course, was written by, the great Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. And it was written, you know, it's one of the most famous and iconic songs, it seems like, throughout history. But it was actually written for Judy Garland to sing mm-hmm. to Margaret O'Brien. Judy Garland sang it to Margaret O'Brien. It was written just for that film, which was, my gosh, one of the, you know, great films of all time, Meet Me in St. Louis. By the way, that's the film that Margaret O'Brien won the Academy Award for.
Her performance at Meet Me in St. Louis. Was wonderful.
She was great in that. And the song was written just for Judy to sing that. And when it was written, it's very interesting. When it was written, it was a little bit dark and foreboding. The lyrics were, so Judy thought so. So Judy Garland and Margaret's mother said, we can't have this. Let's see if Hugh Martin will consider, you know, changing the lyrics. And he never did that. Hugh Martin never changed the lyrics. And Judy Garland went over to him with Margaret's mom, Gladys, and said, you know, this is very foreboding. It's very dark. Is there any way that you could change the lyrics? She said, if I sing the song to little Margaret O'Brien, they're going to think I'm a monster. And he never changed, but he did. He made an exception. Oh, it was, the lyrics were like, have yourself a merry little Christmas, this will be your last, next year we'll all be living in the past. Well, he changed them, you know, and mm-hmm. because he changed them, because Judy Garland and Margaret's mother asked him to change them, the song became this huge hit then in 1944, and mm-hmm. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, they used to have a thing called the Hit Parade. And it went to the Hit Parade and became number one that entire holiday season. And it remained on the Hit Parade for 12 weeks after Christmas,
mm-hmm.
which was phenomenal, Carmelita. It had never happened like that. Nothing like that had ever happened before in terms mm-hmm. of music. But because that song and Margaret O'Brien and Meet Me in St. Louis and that movie is still one of the most recorded songs of Christmas. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas has been recorded by so many artists and is still sang all over the world today. And it's amazing that it's still here from that movie. And so when you came up with or suggested that the theme of this year's Motion Picture Council be Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, I was thrilled.
Oh.
I was just thrilled. I thought that was very ingenious of you. And when I called Margaret O'Brien, you know, and she's rather iconic too, like the song, she said that that would be wonderful, and she was thrilled.
Oh, good.
So,
well,
yeah,
you know, I'm so fond of both of you, and I will forget the time you brought Margaret over to our home and how dedicated
yes.
she is and loyal she is, because she had sprung her knee, and I saw her hobbling up the walkway, and I didn't know what had happened, and you told me, well, Margaret did not want to disappoint you as, you know, coming to dinner. And I thought, oh, my goodness, she should be in the emergency room instead of that.
She
was
had
keeping
pulled
her
knee. I remember,
you know,
that.
Yes.
I remember. Yeah, but she, being the trooper, she is.
She's
and,
a trooper
yes,
she, all the way.
Well, she didn't want to disappoint you. And I remember meeting your husband, Jerry, who's so nice, just so wonderful. And the four of us had a lovely, lovely evening.
Well,
there,
actually, you know
dinner.
What? I think you're probably thinking of the time when we actually, the three of us, were together. Because at that time, Jerry was working at NBC, and he wasn't available
oh.
that evening. But, you know,
oh,
I know you
I
have
see.
Met him at other occasions, you know.
Other dinners, yeah. All right.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He's so nice. Well, I'm so happy, and I hope that he attends. I know you're always such an amazing help, and just and you entertain, you sing. And this year, I know you're going to sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas at the Southern California Motion Picture Council. I know that's going to be, and you know, you're very brave to do that. You're a wonderful entertainer, because, and I thought, my gosh, they're going to show the clip of Judy Garland singing it to Margaret O'Brien, because it's the theme of the evening, and then you're going to sing it, and I am told, and I've got it because it is the theme, and I think it's so wonderful, I just wouldn't want to be following Judy Garland. But you, with all your talent and your amazing abilities on stage, you will pull that off so beautifully. You're a braver performer than I am.
Well, I remember the time when you stood up for me. I think it was Disney that wanted their singer to sing that song.
Yeah.
And you told me that Joey Love, Judy Garland's son, had heard me sing it before and that he approved. And
he approved of your singing it. And Joey's going to be Joey Love, Judy
uh-huh.
Garland's only son, and, you know, the son also of Sid Love, the producer. He will be there,
mm-hmm.
of course. He will be there, and he's going to be very excited to hear you sing it again. And I got some news for you. We mentioned him earlier, Prince Mario Max Schomburg-Leapy. The prince,
mm-hmm.
I said, that's the theme of the evening. He said, well, will Margaret O'Brien be there? I said, yes. She's already got her reservation in. She's already sent the check in for her. Margaret's always the first one. Of course, you know she better be. But she's always the first one to get her check in for her table. Always. All these years. So I said, yes. I told the prince she'll be there. And he said, I want to sing it to her, that song to her, as Santa Claus. And I said, well, you know something? That's appropriate, because Carmelita, my darling and wonderful friend of so many years, is going to sing it. They're going to have the film clip of Judy singing it. So it will be the most heard song of the evening.
Oh, goodness. I'm going to have to
be
on my toes at night.
Well, I've never seen you when you weren't. But also, we're going to, as I said, we're going to have Tippi Hedren there, who is, you know, this wonderful, legendary Alfred Hitchcock star. She's going to be signing her book. And we're going to have the wonderful Marsha Hunt there, another great actress, and many more, too.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I'm getting our cue. We're going to have to fail off now. Anyway, I would like to invite everyone to come out to the Southern California Motion Picture Council's annual Christmas party. This one will be especially great at the
Sportsman's
Lodge.
Let me give the number. The number is for reservations, and please call. It's 818-269-9070. Again, that's 818-269-9070. And you make your reservations because it's going to be the most amazing Christmas show that you can see in Los Angeles.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Lord
you, Carmelita.
Randall.
It's always a, Lord Randall, and it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure, Carmelita, to be on your show, and thank you very much for having me.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Jim. That
hey,
was
friend.
Amazing.
Emily knocks it out of the box. She's
always.
Well,
I think so. Apparently, that event's going to be a little bit on the controversial side. What do you think?
Well, yeah. It seems like just about everything that's out there now is controversial. You know, you got to take one side or the other. But, she mentioned Judy Garland through Carmelita. I met Judy's son and Lucille Ball's TV son at an event. A lot of interesting people. But we have a very interesting guest coming on now. Her name is Nancy Howard, and she's just beyond believable. You know, it's one of these people where if you take the time to read their biography, she wouldn't have any time to be on the show. That would fill it in right there. But let me see if we got Nancy. Are you on with us?
I'm here.
Nancy?
Thank you so much.
There she is.
I'm excited
Hi,
to be here today.
Hi, Nancy. Frank Hillering is on with us. Aretha Gray is busy doing one of her auditions, but thanks for coming on. I know you're a busy lady.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be here and busy doing good things, right? We all are.
Well, you know what? What you do is so beyond needed with, you know, switching over to health. And you have, I think it's Prime My Body. You're the founder of Prime My Body. And, it's just that all the stuff people are doing and trying to accomplish, it really doesn't make any difference if you don't have your health. And my dad used to say, you think you have troubles till you lose your health. And that's what you find. So, you know, we need more Nancys out there. We need to clone you to 100 different little Nancys so you can spread the word on all this good stuff you're doing. So talk to us a little bit about what you got you into the health mode, and then we'll go into my speech. But where'd that come from?
Well, it came from just years of walking my journey and pursuing purpose, really, because my undergrad was psychology, and I went into nutrition because I worked with kids who had spectrum disorders. And, you know, what was so interesting is the deeper I got into it, it captivated me. The side of helping people really captivated me, to know that I could defy the situations that had left people hopeless and feeling helpless, and letting them know you might be hopeless right now, or helpless right now, but you're not hopeless, and we can shine a light on that. And it led me into an industry of giving back, and just recently transitioned, an entire community of people with that same vision into an atmosphere of giving back in educational ways to the hemp industry. And
you definitely give back, and that changes lives. I mean, when you take somebody that's, has a health issue, or I was also I had a minor in psychology at Cal State Fullerton, and when you start getting into these fields, you realize the amount of people that really need help, and there's just so many. And you're making a difference. And so what is, so you got into this field and you just, is it the more you get into it, the more you realize that's needed? And is that your motivation?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, the educational side of it, so many months back, my father was diagnosed with colon cancer, and it just kind of stops you in your place. You know everything, but at that moment, you know nothing. And he's fine now, and thank God for that. But, you know what it did? It sparked something in me that, you know, information is key. We don't die and we don't fall away because of lack of resources. We fall away because of lack of knowledge. So to educate people, not only on how they can get well, not only on the medicinal properties of a plant-based solution, but also in spilling over to the communities and really our launch that that you know, Eric is very instrumental in helping us with this launch to really collaborate with nonprofit organizations and communities, because not only, you know, are we designed that our bodies will recover and get well, and we want to spread that education to people, but we're also gifted with the life that we have, and what we do with it really has everything to do with, you know, with showing our gratitude for the life that we've been given. And so I'm, you know, all about leaving our footprints in the earth and not just taking advantage of it, but giving.
You're leaving quite a footprint, but you are, with all you do, you, how do you maintain the humble part of Nancy? Because you have so much. I mean, you have, what, 10,000 people underneath you, and you have the global matchmaker. And it's, this is like really big stuff. You're such a recruiter, and yet you maintain the humble part of you. Where do you find the time to do all? You must have quite a team that that helps organize this to keep your sanity, right?
Absolutely. Teamwork makes the dream work. You know, it's about finding people that have the same vision, the same, you know, commitment, the same vision to something bigger than ourselves. I think that when our vision exceeds what's in it for me and it becomes what's in it for we, that's when true change occurs. And that's what we're doing.
Nancy, I kind of come at things from a business perspective. I'm sure you'd agree with me that, you know, the small business community out there, which are largely made up of guys just like Jim and I, baby boomers, are stressed out beyond their years with different things that they're dealing with on a daily basis. How does your approach, how does your product have application in that arena?
Oh, well, typically, you know, we get all in a rush and we get all in this anxiety and meeting deadlines and, you know, and traffic and getting to this meeting or getting on that call and all of the rush and all of the anxieties that can really kind of, you know, spread your mind in a million different directions.
Yeah.
What the cannabis plant does is really kind of suck it all into a single focus. It brings all of that clitter clatter in your mind, brings it all together and gives you this laser focus and this stamina in your brain. And at the same time, it shuts all of that fight or flight down. There's, you know, a lot of science behind it, but it's incredible. I think that every living person should have, you know, supplementation of cannabidiols going into their body, into their bloodstream, because it's what we were developed to have. Our body produces it. Mother's milk, actually, nursing mothers produce that because it's responsible for neurological and immune function and the development of that function. So it helps to turn down that fight or flight that would tell you, you know, that there's danger, that you're spinning out of control.
Nancy, I would be in favor of expanding that message for you. Eric and I have a live radio program that airs on Radio Voice America from 1-3 every Saturday, and it's known as Entrepertainment. And the second half of the show is all based upon business. I think we would love to have you a guest on there because we're rapidly expanding our reach into that small business community, and they need to hear this message that you just transmitted.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would love to share it. My mission right now is twofold. My mission is to educate people on information that has been withheld for the past 80 years. This is information that is, you know, just our God-given right to know. And my second part of mission is how can we spill over, because this is a very huge topic, and it's a huge business gain when it comes to that market. It's one of the fastest growing trends in the world right now because people are getting that information. And but how can we take that and spill over into the communities and start funding different nonprofits and different community projects, and make our lives count and make,
right.
You know, not only our business serve us, but how can our business serve others? And so it's a twofold mission, and I'm 1,000%, you know, captivated by that mission.
Now, real quick, we're running out of time, but Global Matchmaker, can you give us a little overview on that?
Absolutely. So that's really all about bringing people together in communities. And, you know, there's so many people. A couple years ago, what really dropped into my spirit was a statement that I use all the time. What's your what if you could? What would you do if you could? Well, I would help, you know, children. I would help families for the holidays. I would help, you know, victims of cruelty and sex trafficking. And I would if I could. If I could do anything to save the world, here's what I do. Here's what's in my heart. And so that would if I could. Not everybody has the funds to really go out there and change the world single-handedly, right? Or the resources or the relationships to do that. But collectively, I truly believe in creating a platform that if we all put one piece of ourselves, one piece of a transaction, mm-hmm. a purchase, one donation, one person spreading awareness, one person, one piece at a time. In fact, I saw a documentary about a year ago, called One Piece at a Time, PEACE, and it changed my entire perspective on our industry.
Wow.
Because it's not about what's in it for me, but how can each one of us collectively lock arms and change the world with one piece?
That's
if all I had was, you know, I'm a single mom, so I have a big heart and a small bank account, right? Kind of rewind about 15 years ago. Small bank account, big heart. And how could I play my part in something that at one time seemed intimidating or overwhelming to me? Had the heart to do it, but not the funds. Well, you know, what would, you know, a purchase that you're already going to make, how would you feel if that were to go into whatever it is that's in your heart to fund? And so we're creating a platform, and we're matching companies and organizations together and putting people in a platform to where their little bit can turn into a big piece of the puzzle for a lot of communities around the world.
I think I'm going to give you a middle name, Nancy. It's going to be Nancy Follow Through Howard, because a lot of people have these ideas and good, you know, good intentions, but the light goes on, but then it dims and they don't follow through. You really do. Where did you know, share with our viewers, because this is really important. Where do you think you get that from? Because you really do put things on the table and follow through with them.
Well, it takes partners, like Aaron, you know. Easy Way is, it's a divine, supernatural collaboration of the right people, the right vision, the right agendas. You know, and I've been blessed with those people lining up in my life and around within my circle of network. And it's all about the teamwork. It really, truly is. And I'm not talking teamwork of, you know, companies and organizations. I'm talking about people dropping their what's in it for me status.
Oh,
and
exactly.
Saying, you know what, I like what that person's doing. I'm going to support them. And Eric has been that. And, you know,
he's the opposite of that. What's in it for me? He just is totally not into that. He's not into the big check on the table. He's not into. He's what can we do to share to help? Because that fuels, you know, that's the whole process. That's the good thing. Like I always told him, you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience. But without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time. And you know, the wrong people go off into the sunset, and people know that they had the wrong intention. And when you're actually there to look over your shoulder and see you did some good, that's those are the real treasures, you know. And
that's the gratification that comes from helping people. Yeah.
And that's where you, so you're a good example in that. You should just be a speaker or work with that and sharing and getting people motivated, because there are good ideas out there, but a lot of people don't follow through. And so you're on Global Matchbook on Facebook, right? You have a group, Global Matchbook.
Yeah, Global Matchmaker. We are just launching that page there. So you guys get connected to that page. You're going to see a lot of information coming. Stay connected, because there's just it's a huge movement. In fact, I can tell you, you know, it would take us hours and many of these radio broadcasts to share with you everything that is about to occur, and we're just at the brink of it right now. So, thanks to Easy Way and you guys.
Well, Easy Way is, you know, you're with us on this one, and we want to help. And Eric's well, you know what Eric's like. His brain is amazing. He really so many times he's come in and told me, "Hey, Dad, check out what I'm doing for," and just, you know, things to help. And people have come to me and they're just dumbfounded and say, "Your son is just brings a new spirit." That's what I like when you hear comments like that. He just brings a new spirit, or he's done more for what I've been looking for than, you know, people have done in the last several years. He's done more in a weekend. So he's really in there. But we give you so much credit for what you're doing. And, you know, it's kind of nice, Nancy, when you turn around and you see that you've made a difference with people, young people, older people, whatever, in what you're doing. And it's helping. And without Nancy coming in their path, maybe things would have went awry, you know. And that's got to be a good feeling. So what's on the table now? Where are you heading? What's coming up for Nancy in the near future?
Well, we have a big launch coming in January. We are going live with our own broadcast with Eric and Anyway. We are heading around the country right now, and in preparation to head around the world, going international with this. And so it's just step by step. I'm heading out to L.A. into your neck of the woods next week. I'll be in Atlanta on the 12th, and, you know, we're just doing our part. Every step, you know, one person at a time, one act of kindness at a time, and we're spilling over, and we're making our lives count. And making our business count. Mm-hmm.
Well, no waste of time in your life, that's for sure. You're keeping, so we may be seeing you next week. And that would be
absolutely
good. Okay, sounds good. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for coming on. If you want to leave any information, a particular site, Global Matchmaker on Facebook, we really appreciate your time, because we know that you are booked. you're constantly
well,
on the go.
I appreciate. And, people want to check it out, go to Global Matchmaker on Facebook. Definitely plug into that. You're going to see a lot of information as it unfolds. Also, we have a site on there, Pump Pump Path. If you're interested in the product and information on that, you can go on there and drop a message, and we'll get some information to you over about that. Guys, we're just going to rock and roll with it. We're going to change a lot of lives, and so we're excited.
Yeah. It is exciting, you know, the whole thing, and it's going to change lives and help people, and you're going to be I'll tell you, you're really making a difference, and I love it. I love the motivation and, you know, everything that you have, and I hope it rubs off on a lot of people. Gets them going to follow their dream. Well, thank you, Nancy, and we'll be talking to you soon, and hopefully we'll see you
thank
next
you.
Week.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So, Frank, I told you, talk about inspirational stories, and, you know, it's people like this that make a difference, and you know, a lot of people have these visions, but they don't follow through, you know. So I'm going to see
what's amazing,
if,
Jim. What's amazing, Jim, is that little plant that you and I grew up with, right, during the baby boomer boom, you know, when we were the hippies of the world, right?
we were the ones that really brought that little green flowery plant to fruition.
And with the flowers,
in the midst of a generation, now all of a sudden the properties that are being discovered, since it's
been rumorized, are just phenomenal. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, the technology, or they, you know, Frank, you find some, how do they do this? They find some berry that's in South Africa, and they test it, and it has healing agents for, say, asthma or something. Or they found a jellyfish that can help a skin problem. I mean, you know, that has to be a field of patience. But anyway, I think I plugged in through the engineer to see if I might be able to grab Eric. Every once in a while we do a show and we see if we can grab Eric, but he shoots around like a rocket ship. I put a little note out to see if we can get Mr. Easy Way to give us an update on some of the stuff. Let me see.
Yep.
Eric.
I hear the theme music.
I'm here, guys. I'm here. Yeah, I popped out.
Grab the net.
So let me tell you guys what I'm supposed to be doing this morning. I have a training session, and a double booked meeting, a Zoom meeting. You guys heard our client Nancy Howard, which is unbelievable. She's the global matchmaker when it comes to connecting people on a big level for the right reasons. She's a like-minded global matchmaker, and she has tons of people under her. She's a recruitment professional, and just keep following Nancy Howard. Go look at Global Matchmaker on Facebook. That's going to be one of the biggest brands that we're creating right now, and she's doing most of the work. We're just going to put in that extra boost behind it. But guys, I'm excited to talk about Easy Way Cares, which Nancy Howard is a face. She's an ambassador, an Easy Way ambassador for Easy Way Cares. She's actually one of the first Easy Way ambassadors. And Easy Way Cares is an empowerment arm for a nonprofit. We just got done with the Staples Center in the Skybox for supporting our veterans and anti-bullying. We're working on a toy drive, possibly with the Clippers, and I can't say the big announcement, but stay tuned because Huffington Post will be saying it. So we're really excited. Well, Easy Way Cares, the program is going to be hitting real hard in 2018. Easy Way MasterCard's coming soon, and there's a lot of involvement with that to help raise funding for nonprofits. It's the rewards programs we're creating and the Easy Way TV portal. See, each division of Easy Way supports giving back. That's really what we've been developing for. And there's a lot of people in very high places that want to support Easy Way Cares. So we're really, really excited about this. We're going to have television, web television, and social TV launching all next year with about 3 live broadcast channels and Easy Way Tube. I want to encourage people to create their own channel and give back and increase your views on YouTube through Easy Way Tube. So go create a channel for free on easywaytube.com. You'll see Easy Way Cares TV being developed on there. Easyway.tv, go register. Lots of exciting stuff. So shout out to a couple of our clients, Inspired Images Studios. Inspired Images Studios, which is building a 30,000 square foot building in San Diego right now, which is basically a workspace and an entertainment space, sound stages, broadcast, set design, whatever it is you need on the entertainment side, and then workspaces, office space, conference rooms. It's a little bit of both, kind of going along with the whole entrepreneurship idea. So Inspired Images Studios, go check out productionsandiego.com. Go like their page, Inspired Images Studios. We're doing some big things developing for that in San Diego. Nancy Howard is one of our top clients. We have about 300 or so members with the Easy Way Business Program right now, and we're so appreciative of everybody that's supporting. If you want to know more about what we do on a marketing and promotion side, because I have seen a lot of people come to us on the marketing and promotion side of things. We have a Easy Way Promotions website and Easy Way Promotions page on Facebook if you want to know more about that and what we're doing with our clients. We have a lot of different pages and a lot of different things. I just recently made a new page, guys, if you guys want to follow it. Oh, wait a second. No, Facebook actually removed the page, thinking it was hacked or something. I don't know what the hell happened. Can you believe this? Within like a day, I had like 200-something friend requests of people to hit my new page. And all of a sudden, Facebook said, "Oh, we think that there's inactivity or some, you know, fraud, whatever they thought." And they thought
you were competition, Eric. That's what happened, man.
Yeah, I guess so, Frank. I'm just gonna be real, man. I'm gonna put it. I couldn't believe it. And so right now, I apologize to all my fans. that went to that page because it was growing quick. And I mean, we were getting like 10 something likes. I mean, really quick engagement, and people were really feeling it. And all of a sudden, you know, I just get this message. But you know, it could have been a security thing too, and we could flip this for a positive, because I know a lot of people are hacking Facebook right now. And if you don't know the secrets of protecting yourself, you know, a lot of people right now are getting messages and they're getting their accounts basically phished. And then so they're acting as those people, and they're messaging that friends list or that subscriber list. So I know Facebook is really, really, really secure. So we'll see if the next couple of days we get that account back. If not, I'll just make another one. No big deal, and we'll build it even bigger and better. Because we got to keep things positive. So, guys, if you want to follow me, ericzuli.com. Go check out my television show, Easy Talk Live, which was on KXLA Television, and people are loving it right now. We're building massive talk shows, and we're playing with the biggest power players in the business, nonprofit, and the entertainment industry. So keep following us to see what happens in 2018. Love it. Radio Boomers Live. I got to go. Bye-bye.
Well, I'll tell you, talking about Mr. Resilient, I've never experienced anything like that before, Frank. I mean, Eric just works so hard. I can't tell you how hard he works, building all this positive stuff up, helping people. Something comes along and does this thing, you know, what do you call it, with the internet, or somebody shuts down. When he gets a big number, whatever happens, he just keeps plowing forward, and people love him.
Jim,
but anyway, Frank,
Jim,
I think
you don't stand center court at Staples in the midst of a Jazz Clippers game and then end up in the corporate box with the owner of Staples and the owner of the Clippers, that you're not the real deal. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
All these nitwits out here that are basically trying to disparage him and make him look bad. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Let's get with it. If you're out there listening to us right now, get a life, will you? Because this guy is headed places.
Top eight people in nonprofits, the most legitimate companies, the most legitimate nonprofits, they all love him. But anyway, guys, Frank, you know, thanks for popping on and filling in for Aretha. We always want you in. But I think it's time to wrap up. And there's so much more information we could pour out for everybody. But like we say, you're going to be traveling. Do your homework. Do your research. Make sure there's no bad weather ahead and you're stuck somewhere. And keep in shape. Keep the faith. Until next week, Radio Boomers Live next Monday morning. So long, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.